Good morning, beloved, and thank you for joining me on this beautiful Tuesday morning as we start our day together in God's Word. Today, we're in Titus chapter 2, verses 1 through 15, and Titus is instructed to teach various church members how they are to live as God's people. Believers are to give up ungodly living while awaiting the blessed day when the glory of God will appear. And God's saving word for us today is encouragement. So let's begin reading Titus chapter 2 at verse 1. But you must teach what agrees with sound doctrine. Instruct the older men to be sober, sensible, and self-controlled, to be sound in their faith, love, and endurance. In the same way, instruct the older women to behave as women should who live a holy life. They must not be slanderers or slaves to wine. They must teach what is good in order to train the younger women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled and pure, and to be good housewives who submit themselves to their husbands so that no one will speak evil of the message that comes from God. In the same way, urge the young men to be self-controlled. In all things, you yourself must be an example of good behavior. Be sincere and serious in your teaching. Use sound words that cannot be criticized, so that your enemies may be put to shame by not having anything bad to say about us. Slaves are to submit themselves to their masters and please them in all things. They must not talk back to them or steal from them. Instead, they must show that they are always good and faithful so as to bring credit to the teaching about God our Savior in all they do. For God has revealed His grace for the salvation of all people. That grace instructs us to give up ungodly living and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this world as we wait for the blessed day we hope for, when the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ will appear. He gave Himself for us to rescue us from all wickedness and to make us a pure people who belong to Him alone and are eager to do good. Teach these things and use your full authority as you encourage and rebuke your hearers. Let none of them look down on you. And today's key verse is Titus chapter 2, verse 11, where Paul writes, God has revealed His grace for the salvation of all people. And again, beloved, in this little passage of Scripture here, Paul is teaching to the whole spectrum, the social economic spectrum of people that Titus is going to be working with. And so he's talking to people, married people, single people, older people, younger people, husbands, wives, children, servants, and all of this, in all of this, everyone is to live the same kind of life, a holy life, a pure life, so that their lives will be cleansed and worthy vessels to carry the message that God has for this world. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to eternal life. Is your vessel pure? Is it ready to receive so that it can pour out the message of God's mercy and grace? If not, Paul says, let's get our lives in order so that we can be a reflection of God's goodness here on this earth. Let's pray. Holy God, my Lord and Savior, teach me to be an example of good behavior and to live a godly life in this world while awaiting the blessed day when your glory will appear. Amen. Well, that brings our time today to a close, beloved. Join me tomorrow. We'll be in Titus chapter 3, where the Apostle Paul gives final instructions to Titus. Until tomorrow, then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.